Hey everyone, this is Joseph Bosco, pastor of Highway Church. Thanks for joining us on our podcast. You know, all of us need the right kind of voices in our lives. Voices that inspire us to know the one who made us. Voices that awaken our divine destiny and reveal to us the goodness of God. Well, that's what this ministry is all about. So enjoy the message. Series this morning. I'm excited about it. We're calling it Spirit Man. You've heard of Superman? Well, this is Spirit Man. And we're going to learn about our new identity in Christ.
Yes.
We're going to learn about the source of our new strength. And we're going to learn about the new mission that we have on planet Earth. So I was having some fun as the Lord was speaking in my heart regarding these upcoming weeks and the word that he had for all of us. And it took me back to my childhood when I would stay over my aunt's house.
Okay.
And first thing she'd do, she'd come pick us up and she'd take us to the corner store, Rootsie's corner store. And she'd bring us this little corner store, and we'd walk right over to the comic book rack. Now, this is back in the 70s, guys. Comics were a lot different back then. But I couldn't wait to grab the next issue of Superman. And, you know, I don't know, I might have been 6 or 7, 8 years old, 9 years old. And I'd go to that comic book rack, and I'd spin it around, and I'd look for that big S on the chest. And I'd grab that comic book issue, and then we'd probably get some Pringles and some stuff like that. And we'd go back to my aunt's house, and we would have snacks, and I'd read my Superman comic book. And what I liked about him is he was different than everybody else.
Okay.
And he could do things that other people couldn't do. And then it was, I believe it was in the late 70s. When did the Superman movie come out with Christopher Reeve?
Yeah, mid to late
70s. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that was a big deal because when I lived with my grandpa for a while when I was a kid, and the old black and white Superman would come on the TV, which was actually Christopher Reeve's dad.
That's right.
And that was fun to watch. I used to like to watch that. That's cool. Yeah, it's cool. Have the reruns on, you know, on a Saturday or something like that.
Green hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. But here it was in the 70s. When, like, the first, like, new...
I saw it in the drive-in.
Yeah, as Superman came out, and man, was I excited about that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was like, whoa! Mm-hmm. But it was kind of cool in the story. So in Superman's story, he comes from another planet. There's a reason why he's different. He's not from this world. He's not of this world. He came from another planet. And if I remember right, it's been a while since I've seen it, but he's sent from his planet, and he's given in his little pod that he travels through the space with, his father's teaching him. Mm-hmm. And it takes him years to get to here, but he's learning from his father the whole way.
Right.
And he has these special crystals that he uses to build the Fortress of Solitude. But he goes there regularly to hear from his father. And he asks his father questions like, why is this and what about this? And he has this relationship with his father. So he's from another world. And his alien nature enables him to do things that those of this world couldn't do. Now, I didn't know the Bible as a kid. And obviously, Superman's a fictional character. It's a superhero story. But when I came to know Christ many years later as a young man, and I began to look at the true non-fictional hero, Jesus Christ, man, it was like Rootsie's, like I've never seen. I was like, wait a minute, this is the hero I've been looking for. Jesus would come on the scene and darkness had to go. Jesus would come on the scene and bondages had to break. Yokes of bondage were destroyed, mm-hmm. and anyone who would believe would experience new life in him. And it's like there was nothing he couldn't do. And I just couldn't get enough of Jesus, and I still can't. You know, I just love to read the ministry of Christ in the scriptures. It's so profound and simple and deep and powerful and endless what you learn as you study Jesus in Matthew and Mark and Luke and John and Acts and all throughout the scriptures. But when he began his ministry, the word got out about him, and they would bring people to hear him and to be healed.
Yeah.
Is what the scriptures record. So they would come to hear him, and like we said earlier, you need to learn what happened in you.
Yeah.
When you put your faith in Christ, you need to grow in the knowledge of that, mm-hmm. or you're not going to experience mm-hmm. the benefits of your salvation mm-hmm. until you get to heaven. You know, you don't want to wait. You want to do it now. You know, God wants your life to be as days of heaven on earth.
That's right.
Right now. Okay.
That's right.
So that, hence the title Spirit Man, because when you put your faith in Jesus Christ, you are no longer of this world. You have been reborn.
That's right.
And when you were reborn, speaking of the knowledge, you'll hear this a lot at Highway because we like to encourage you in it and build you up in it, the knowledge of who you are. When you said, Jesus, you are Lord of my life. I believe that you rose from the dead for me, whether you realize it or not. His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, made your spirit brand new, and his nature became your nature. You received a new nature that is not from this world. And they called him Superman because he was superhuman. Mm-hmm. You know, he was above what man could do. Mm-hmm. You are now super. You are a Superman,
above.
A Superwoman. You are above the natural. Jesus did things that absolutely were impossible mm-hmm. over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. As long as there was someone there to believe.
Wow.
And they would bring people to him who were missing limbs, people who were full of leprosy, could have been missing body parts, you know, all kinds of issues. Mm-hmm. And it's recorded by his apostles that every manner of sickness,
that's right,
and every manner of disease,
that's right,
he took
that's
and ministered to
says.
And saved,
that's right,
and healed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And all that he required was, do you believe?
That's right.
So mm-hmm. just believe. Do you believe I'm able to do this?
That's so good.
And it changed my whole world because it was better than Superman. Mm-hmm. Superman, as a kid, I knew it was fiction. But it was fun to imagine, and using your imagination is fun. But underneath it all, you know, I'm never going to be able to, you
leap
know,
over tall buildings.
Yeah, I would imagine walking downtown, look at this, you know, 10-story building. Yeah, I can, but I knew I couldn't. You know what I mean? But it's fun to imagine. But here comes Jesus,
yes.
and it's nonfiction.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then he invites us into this super life
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
to be superhuman.
Mm-hmm.
To live above the natural.
Wow.
That's what super means, above. And we're going to read some superhuman scriptures mm-hmm. in just a moment. Go ahead, Sarah.
And, you know, I think about the super quality of Jesus that
yeah.
he not only, he ministered to the things that were necessary to the people.
Yeah.
Whether it was forgiveness mm-hmm. or, you know, think of the woman with the caught in the act of adultery.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, released from condemnation.
Absolutely. Whatever the need was.
You know, this is the arena in which his yep. super is at work. The very real needs of
Absolutely.
Humankind.
Absolutely.
And I think what you say is so important because all of us are made in the image and likeness of God. But it takes our confession. It takes our agreement.
Agreement with him, yeah.
So yes, we're
Absolutely.
Made in the image. Every person yep. has value and every person has worth because they are made in the image and likeness of God. That's yeah. what he did with creation. But when we, with our will and with our spirit and with our, you know, our whole totality, everything about us, when we agree and say Jesus is Lord, now all of a sudden that super quality comes to us because we agreed with him, you know, in his intention and his purpose.
That's it. That's so good. I love that.
That's so good.
Yeah. I want to read you the email that was sent out. You would have received it Saturday morning. If you haven't, check your inbox or check your junk folder. But I want to read to you from this email that was sent from us this week. And it says, when we put our faith in Jesus Christ, we were reborn of a seed. That's the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. That is not of this world. We were made new by the incorruptible seed of the Word of God, Jesus Christ. We are no longer of this world. And we need to see ourselves as we truly are now. And then I have a few scriptures that I put in the email. It says, this is Jesus talking from John. Well, this is actually out of John 17. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. See, that's what enabled Jesus to do the things he did. He wasn't of this world. He was conceived in the womb of a woman, but it was by the Holy Spirit. There was no man intervention, okay? So because his nature, he had an alien nature, alien meaning not of this world, he could do things that were super, that were above this world. And he knew his identity.
There it is.
They are not of the, he said right there, here's our identity. They are not of the world. He's talking about those who believe in him.
Yeah.
Just as I am not of the world. So this was not an exclusive thing that Jesus did that wasn't for anybody else. On the contrary, it was for anyone who would believe. And then I have John 17, 16. I have 1 John 4, 4 and 17. Let me just read them to you. You are of God, little children. It's 1 John. And we have overcome them because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. And then verse 17, love has been perfected among us in this, as he is, so are we in this world. So we're not, you know, failing sinners that are someday maybe going to get to heaven. We are the brothers and sisters of Christ. The sons and daughters of God.
You're just coming on such a very important part, and that is, again, our agreement or our pursuit of this. Because there are people, again, everyone is made in the image and likeness of God.
Yeah.
And yet Jesus is saying here that there are some separate from everybody who are not of the world. And you said that qualifying thing is that they believed, right? They believed in Jesus. And so you can be a Christian and just think, I'm a sinner.
Sure.
And to the degree that you believe is the degree that you will experience this supernatural life.
That is so true.
So you're just coming on that so strong today, is that it really is the degree to which we believe, or the degree to which we pursue or yield.
Yep, and agree with.
I love that word. Yeah. It's a yielding. It's a giving myself over to what God has intended. And so if I learn what he says, that he says that so he is, as he is, so am I, then I have to yield to that. I have to lean into that. I have to receive that, we say. I have to accept that, and I have to walk in that. But I won't if I don't know it. I won't.
I have to hear about it.
I have to hear about it.
I have to choose to agree with it and believe it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Let me finish that email. It says, our new birth has given us a new nature. And so many believers haven't realized this yet. Our new birth has given us a new nature. It's a super nature. Let's see. A new strength. We have become the sons and daughters of God. We now walk in the Spirit.
Yeah.
We couldn't do that before. Now, you can be involved in spiritual things that are not of God.
That's right.
As a non-believer.
That's right.
You can get involved with spirits of darkness. I grew up, I told you, I lived with my grandpa for a while, and one of the relatives would come over and have their friends, and they would do drugs, and they would do seances and Ouija boards and things. Mm-hmm. And there were spirits happening in that house. I, as a kid, I could feel it.
Right.
there were spirits going on. They weren't from the Lord. Right. They were spirits of darkness and confusion. Mm-hmm. And all kinds of stuff resulted because of that. They were inviting spirits of darkness into their life, whether they realized it or not. So you can be involved in spiritual things outside of Christ, right. but they won't be good.
That's right.
They will always lead you into further darkness. They will promise you things.
Right.
Like I'll tell you your future. This is going to happen. They'll tempt you to go for that, but you don't realize the cost of developing that relationship with those spirits.
That's good. The Bible talks about different spirits.
Oh, absolutely.
Would you tell me Romans 8:1? Is that the one? The spirit of life in Christ Jesus.
Yeah, therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death.
Yeah,
Spirit of life.
So the Bible talks about spirit of bondage, spirit of affliction or
fear,
information.
Spirit of fear.
Spirit of fear. So there are lots of spirits in the Bible.
Absolutely.
But this spirit of life is only found in Christ.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And don't be fooled. Spirits aren't going to come to you looking nasty.
Oh, no.
They're going to come to you as angels of light or with great promise.
Do what you want.
And tell you what you want to hear. Mm-hmm. That's how spirits of darkness work. They're cunning. They're con men, to use a figure of speech to help us understand. So don't be fooled. It is in Christ and Christ alone that we experience the life that God has for us. There is no other way, which is why Jesus said, I am the way. So we now walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh. We have gone from being flesh men and women to Spirit men and women.
That's good.
Total opposite ends of the spectrum. It is as far from what we used to be as can be.
That's right.
We used to be flesh men and women. Prior to Christ, we were all flesh men and women.
Right.
That meant our flesh dominated us. When we put our faith in Christ, we became spirit men and women. Depending on how much we believed or how much we knew, we then began walking in that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of us learned. I didn't know a whole lot of what I know now.
Right.
But the more I learned about my new identity
and
what it was to walk in the Spirit, the more I walked in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived a whole different life
than
what I had lived previously. I could do things I could not do before.
Mm-hmm.
Sin no longer had a hold on me. I began to experience freedom, total freedom, from everything that bound me. I began to experience healing from all the sickness and stuff that plagued me as I learned about who I was in Christ, a spirit man now, not a flesh man anymore. Okay? Hallelujah.
I still, even as a born again, spirit filled, walking in the Spirit person, I still can lend myself over to fleshly things.
Oh, sure.
And that needs to be, clear.
Absolutely.
So that yielding and that walking in, I have always used the word yield,
It's a wonderful word, I'll
tell you. I think of it in traffic, there's, you got to yield to, when you're coming on, accelerating to join the highway, you just don't do what you want. You yield to what's going on.
Yeah.
And so there's two lanes.
Unless I'm driving.
Yeah. or in Italy. Yeah, that's where we learned how to drive. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. There's some Italian driving gene going on out in the world.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Anyway, it's scary. But if you just do what you want, you interrupt the flow. And there are plenty of people out there who do that, who interrupt the flow. But yielding with something means there's a flow happening and you're going to get in it.
Yes.
And there's a flow of the Spirit that we can choose to get into. And then there's a flow of flesh that if we don't keep choosing Spirit, we're naturally going to,
Absolutely.
The natural tendency is just to relax, and let the current carry you.
That's so good. That's so good.
But I don't want to be in that flow because I'm born again. This is my flow.
Yep.
This is where I go,
There are two competing currents in the world.
Yeah.
Current of death and current of life.
That's right. That's right.
And all the world is, they don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why the media is so dark. And a lot of industries are so dark because they're just yielding to that current
of
death.
Just going with it. Mm-hmm.
So the yielding is huge. And remember, our free will is always our free will, whether you're born again or
That's
not.
That's exactly right.
So
that doesn't go away.
Your free will doesn't go away when you're born again. You still have to make choices.
That's right.
So I exhort everyone I meet, and I exhort myself to continue to choose to grow in the knowledge of my new identity in Christ. Because you'll have, there's a current of death trying to get you offended by...
And carry you away.
And carry you away. That's it, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what offense does. It gets you in that current of death
and
carries you away from some of the people that could be such a blessing in your life.
Right.
But you allowed yourself to get offended because maybe they didn't do what you wanted to do or did something you didn't think they should do or whatever.
Right.
And you entertained that offense. Mm-hmm. And now you're in a current where you're not moving in the flow of life. Mm-hmm. You're actually separating and moving this direction. So it's very important that those do nots, that Jesus says, do not fret.
Right.
Or have any anxiety about anything. Philippians 4, you know. What was the one we said? Do not, you said earlier in the service, do not fret. Oh, cast the whole of your care.
Mm-hmm.
Take no offense. Take no thought for your life. Mm-hmm. All those, those are exhortations, just like when you're going, you know, to ride for the first time on a boat or in a canoe or in a whitewater raft, they give you instructions because they understand the currents of the river. Jesus understands the currents of this world, and he gives us instructions. Fret, fear, worry, offense, doubt, unbelief, those are currents that will lead you away from what God has for you. So he's saying, don't go with those currents. Stay with me. I'm going to take you. I'm going to take you up the river. I'm going to take you to your destination. Choose life.
That's right.
Believe me. Renew your mind to who I am and who you are in me so that you can flow in the current of life I've provided for you. So it is absolutely a regular
choice. Do you know who needs to hear this the most?
Me. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. Absolutely.
I'm listening here. I'm listening. I'm taking it.
It's so good. It's so good. So we're inviting you to choose that current of life. And you do have to be aware. I'm thinking back to the first time. I went whitewater rafting, I think, in West Virginia many years ago. And I'd never been before. And so they give you some tips and a briefing. You know, they don't just toss you in the raft and down the river you go. But you have someone on the raft with you who is
a guide or whatever,
masterful on the river. Well, he's steering. Right. He's telling you what to do. He knows all the ins and outs of the river. He knows
what's
the rocks,
up.
The bends, the turns, the currents. He knows what the level of the water's at.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. In life, we need someone like that, and that someone is the Holy Spirit.
We have him in the Spirit.
And that's why Jesus said, you know, I'm thinking of go back to Superman. In the Superman movies, he could only be in one place at one time. And I don't remember what episode it was, but some catastrophe happened, and he couldn't be there to save Lois.
Okay.
You know? But when Jesus was on the earth, he could only be in one place at one time. And he said to them, it would be better for you, for me to go away. Because when I go, I'm going to send another one like
another
me,
helper.
But he will be in you and with you everywhere you go.
That.
And he's our whitewater rafting guide in the raft, the Holy Spirit. He knows the river. He knows the river
that's
of this world. He knows the river of life. And so when you're sitting in that raft, when you're going through your day with the Holy Spirit, there's times he's going to tell you, okay, put your oar on this side.
That's right.
You know, row this way. Okay, steer clear of that. And he's going to guide and direct you because God has a current of life for you. But we're in a world where there's a contrary current happening. And if you're not yielding to the Holy Spirit,
that's right.
If you're not choosing to grow in the knowledge of Christ, you're going to get carried in another direction by the currents of the world. That's just how it works, you know.
Yeah.
So that's just so good to understand that.
Yeah, that is.
We've never been robots. We never will be. Mm-hmm. We've never been computers. We never will be.
Mm-hmm.
So prior to Christ and in Christ, we have this free will. And I love that word yield, where we yield that to the Lord
that's
daily.
Right. That's right.
Because we realize, you know, that he's God.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And he sees things we don't see. He understands things we don't understand. He knows the currents. He knows the bends. He knows the direction we need to go. But it's as we yield that we can flow to him, mm-hmm. flow with him, mm-hmm. as we yield to him. Mm-hmm. That's so good. That's just so good. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
That's good.
This is going to be our scripture. Mostly we're going to be in Colossians, or we're going to refer to Colossians a lot during this series. But Colossians 1 and Colossians 2. But I'm going to read you two superhuman scriptures, okay? And the first one is in Colossians 1 in verse 24. I'm going to start at the end of verse 24. And I'm going to read to you a few different translations as we go. Follow along with me. Remember, you're superhuman now. Mm-hmm. You're a spirit man. You're a spirit woman. You're above this world. You can do things that are not possible apart from Christ. You can do what Jesus did and greater things than these, because you are a new creation in Christ. Verse 24 says this, for the sake of his body, that's the body of Christ, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you, to present to you the word of God in its fullness. Powerful. This is our calling here at Highway, to present to you the word of God in its fullness. The English Standard Version says to make the word of God fully known. The Amplified says among you. To make the word of God fully known among you. And I'm reminded as I went through the scripture of Acts 5, verse 20, where this is, you remember that the New Testament church has begun now, and powerful things are taking place. Bondages are broken. People are being healed. The gospel is being preached. Ananias and Sapphira, deception is being exposed. It's a wild time. Mm-hmm. And the apostles get arrested for preaching this gospel. Mm-hmm. And while they're in jail, the angel of the Lord opens the doors.
That's right.
And tells them, go out into the center of town,
back to
where you were, and preach, proclaim all the words of this life, this new life, one translation says. That's what he's talking about. And this is our mission in the earth. I say our, obviously every believer is called to speak the words of life into this world.
Yeah.
Okay? That's part of our super human
That's
calling.
Our quality. Mm-hmm.
Verse 26. This is from the Amplified. So make the word of God known in all its fullness. What is that? The mystery of which was hidden for ages and generations from angels and from men.
That's cool.
But is now revealed to his holy people. That's you and me. That's anyone who's put their faith in Christ. This hidden mystery, which was hidden from angels and men, I want you to get this. This is powerful. Has been revealed. Verse 27, to whom God would make known to his people, those who believe, what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. What is this mystery? Jesus Christ living in you.
Hallelujah.
Now. You see, it had to be a mystery. Why? Because God didn't want anyone to spoil it. Satan, in his wildest dreams, could have never figured this out. Mm-hmm. That God was going to ask his son to lay down his glory and come to earth conceived in the womb of a virgin as a baby. And then he was going to live his whole life as a human baby. And then he was going to surrender his life and allow himself to be tortured more than any man and crucified. Satan couldn't figure it out. And Satan thought he had him. But the mystery, God didn't let this out to anybody. He didn't want some angel to get some kind of funny idea and make a post on social media about it. Right? This was a mystery that had to be kept secret.
It was quiet.
So no one would blow it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Satan thought he had him, but the mystery was that Jesus was taking our place, mm-hmm. and he was yielding to the plan of the Father.
That's right.
He became our sin. He descended into hell. Mm-hmm. He took the full punishment of the sin of mankind, and he endured it for 3 days. Mm-hmm. But what Satan didn't know, that he would be justified mm-hmm. on day three mm-hmm. and raised up, and that his resurrection would be our resurrection. That's the mystery. And that anyone who would believe in that resurrection, that resurrected one would come and live inside of them.
That's what
we're reading right here. This is the reality mm-hmm. that we would become superhuman.
Hallelujah.
Christ in me. Christ in you.
Hallelujah.
The confident expectation of experiencing his superhumanness. Every day, the confident expectation of the glory of God. Verse 28, I'm going to read it to you out of the Passion Translation. Christ is our message.
Yeah.
We preach to awaken hearts.
Yeah. Glory to God.
Christ is our message. Put your faith in him and let him live in you. This is our message. We preach this message and have been for decades. Mm-hmm. We preach this message to awaken hearts and bring every person into the full understanding of truth.
Yeah.
It has become my inspiration and passion in ministry to labor with a tireless intensity, with his power flowing through me.
Glory to God.
To present to every believer the revelation of being the perfect one in Jesus Christ. Every believer is made perfect in Christ. When you put your faith in Christ, you become a son of God just like Jesus. I want to read the Amplified. I think that's, you know, we'll see how. I'll read verse 28:9, the Amplified. Him we preach and proclaim, warning and admonishing everyone and instructing everyone in all wisdom, comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God, that we may present every person mature, full grown, fully initiated, complete and perfect in Christ the Anointed One. And listen to verse 29 in the Amplified. For this I labor unto weariness, striving with all the superhuman energy which he so mightily enkindles and works within me. And one more superhuman scripture, 1 Thessalonians 2:13 in the Amplified as well. And we also especially thank God continually for this, that when you receive the message of God, which you heard from us, mm-hmm. here's the yielding.
Yep, the receiving.
You welcomed it mm-hmm. not as the word of mere men.
That's right.
But as it truly is, the word of God, which is effectually at work in you, who believe, mm-hmm. exercising mm-hmm. its superhuman power in those who adhere to and trust in and rely on it.
That's good. That's so good.
Wow. And this has been the difference that I've seen over the years. When we listen to a message,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
we are ready. Mm-hmm, to receive mm-hmm. it.
That's right. Right.
Because we've been with Jesus.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this is how we that's how the body of Christ becomes vibrant. We individually, as we're going through our week, spend time with him. And we train our ears to hear his voice.
Mm-hmm.
We cultivate a vibrant, hot relationship with him. Then when we come to our church and hear the message, we're ready to receive it.
Right.
And if you don't do that, you're gonna miss it.
Yeah, yeah.
So it can't be just the fivefold ministry gifts doing this. It's got to be every member of the body of right. Christ doing this, mm-hmm. where we each have a personal responsibility to be in a red hot relationship with Jesus, mm-hmm. to cultivate that every day. If you're not choosing to cultivate that, you're not going to be able to hear the red hot messages He has for you, which will take you to your God given destination. So I love the way that that's written there. It's beautiful.
Too. That our believing is what activates this
the superhuman power. Yeah, it says, in us.
Yeah, those who work in you who believe.
Yes.
Our believing activates yeah. that exercise, that human power exercising in us.
It's so good.
So cool.
I just read that again. It's so
I
good.
Love it.
And this is verse 13 of 1 Thessalonians 2. And we also especially thank God continually for this, that when you receive the message, and I love it when someone receives a word.
That's good.
As a minister, man, it's like, oh, thank you, God. They received it.
Right.
They recognize the word for what it is, and they're acting on it.
Right, right.
And their lives are changed,
right.
which is what you want.
Exactly.
And it's so challenging when it's,
sure.
it's you know, balked at or made fun of, and it, you know, not because you're offended. It's just like, oh, man, it's like the medicine you need, you're not taking it. You know,
right, exactly.
The answer for your situation, you're balking at or not receiving.
And as pastors, you've had the opportunity to see
You
that.
See both. Yeah, you see a broad spectrum of that. Right.
But, you know, that word receive, we use it a lot. Receive, mm-hmm. receive.
Yeah.
And sometimes people don't understand it, but there it is. In 1 Thessalonians, it's that active taking, that active believing, you know, taking to yourself the word of God.
Mm-hmm. When you receive the message of God, which you heard from us, and remember, you know, the New Testament was being written, and there are letters being circulated. They didn't have what we have. We have it all in one book. You know, we have a new, Genesis through Malachi, we do. We have what they didn't
Praise
have.
God, we have it
We've
all.
Got Matthew through Revelation.
So good.
When you receive the message of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it not as the word of mere men,
right.
but as it truly is, the word of God, which is effectually at work in you. She can come. Which is effectually at work in you who believe, exercising its superhuman power mm-hmm. in those who adhere to and trust in and realize, hi, little Chi Chi.
Hello, honey.
It's our little granddaughter.
Just let her be.
She's awesome.
Thank you.
You can put her up. You want to come up?
Okay.
This is Milana. She's amazing.
Hello.
Hi, Precious.
I'll
hold
keep
the pic?
It. I'll keep it.
Yeah. We're talking about being superhuman, Milana. You're superhuman, right? Yay, we're superhuman. We're strong. We're healed. Get down. Okay.
Get down.
Love
See you later.
Okay.
Ciao, ciao.
There you go. Hallelujah. God Himself is living in you.
Hallelujah.
You're a new creation in Christ. So this is what we're going to be focusing on in this series, Spirit Man. You are the ultimate superhero. You are the one that bears the very presence of Christ. And that means whatever your daily routine, wherever you find yourself or whatever situation you're in, if there's a need for the presence of God, for the life of Christ to show up, you're there. And let that life of Christ flow through you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And let the spirit and presence of Christ move in that situation. That's why we're on the earth,
mm-hmm.
to be the light.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere we go, Spirit Man, Spirit Woman, the Justice League. God is so good. So we encourage you, go over these scriptures that we shared today.
That was good.
Man, Colossians 1, 24 through 29, 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 13. And just soak in them and let the word of the Father activate the superhuman power in you so that you can enjoy this new life and bring it to others. Hallelujah. And as we close this time together, let's worship the Lord
mm-hmm.
With our money.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we come before you right now with our money. You have given us superhuman power to be wealthy. Your superhuman blessing is upon us. And that blessing makes us rich and adds no sorrow to it. It brings wealth to us. And Father, we thank you for this super life that we're living with super wealth and super provision. We thank you, Lord, that we're not of this world. Mm-hmm. And so, Lord, we recognize our heavenly citizenship, that we're aliens in this world. And we recognize that you are our provider. So, Father, we do not look at your word as a word of mere men. We do not listen to messages from your fivefold ministry as the messages of mere men. We listen for Christ in every message we hear, and we act on it, and we let the word of God activate the superhuman power of Christ that's in us. So, Lord, we come before you now, and we thank you for the word that we heard today, and we respond to that word, mm-hmm. and we worship you.
Yeah.
With our money. Lord, we joyfully bring unto you 10% of our revenue and more. And we worship you with it, Father. And we ask you, Lord, to do something super with the offerings we bring this morning. Lord, to multiply them exponentially for the spreading of this message, for the expansion of your kingdom. And we thank you, Father, for also multiplying them back to us, the giver. Lord, for blessing our lives, for that flow of seed time and harvest, of sowing and reaping, unhindered in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. God is so good. We want to invite you to continue to grow in the knowledge of his goodness, who he is, what he's done for you, and who you are in him. Check out our websites at highwaychurch.us and josephbosco.us and begin living the abundant life he came to give you.